Hey everybody, glad you're here. So I'm pretty super excited today. Let me tell you about the biggest news of the day by far. Okay, so hands down, most important thing that's happened today, I got to put up my Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I'm super excited about this. Okay, so for any of you guys that don't know me, I've got issues with Christmas. I love Christmas. I'm quite certain I'm the oldest man on the planet that still believes in Santa Claus, and I'm okay with that, right? I have to believe in Santa Claus, because if I don't believe in some good in this world, what would I be fighting for, right? Given all the rotten things we're seeing, the belief in something good and something positive is a really critical thing. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of that good stuff today, but we're also going to talk about Pelosi and, their little tryst that they had went wrong, and some censorship stuff. So I'm looking forward to today. I will see you after the break.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
Join us on Brighteon Radio, the Jim Price Show, their evenings. Make sure and join me for the daily update as I talk to you about the day's events and things we can do to make the world a better place and make sure that the world is what we want to be in the future. So join us on Brighteon Radio, the Jim Price Show. Thank you so much.
All right. Glad you're all here. I'm going to start out with happy. I'm going to start out with Christmas. And you'll probably hear me rant about this a little bit. But, you all know I'm a Christian. And, Christmas has the religious meanings for me. And they're very, very important. And it's the reason for the season type thing, right? But I want to put this out there. Christmas in America has also kind of taken on kind of this cultural thing, right? And it started out, and it was commercialization was what really prompted some of this. It was hijacked from the Christian church and kind of turned into this commercialized, buy presents type stuff. And, you can say what you want about it. I like to look at things with the glass half full. And certainly the commercialization did kind of undermine some of the points, but I don't think that the idea of giving gifts, of families getting together for big parties, of you know, people coming together as friends for the celebration of that, I don't think those are bad. Those came in part because they were promoted because of commercial interest. People wanted to market that because people made a lot of money off of it. Well, that bad also came with good because they were bringing people together. People were feeling good. They were loving each other. Christmas was just such an amazing thing. And throughout the 20th century, you kind of saw this evolution of Christmas. So, you know, I love it. I love it. I love everything from Santa being in the store to the Christmas trees to the decorated stuff. Yeah. Now we're actually getting to the point where even though people have made a bazillion dollars off of Christmas, and Christmas is one of the most lucrative commercial holidays on the planet, shockingly, these guys are now trying to undermine it because of its association with faith. I mean, you can't even leave Christmas alone. Even if you're making money and bought off, we got people trying to undermine Christmas and figure out how to be PC about Christmas, of all things. You know, I'm not going to get into that nonsense because it just doesn't matter to me. At the end of the day, when I see my family on Christmas, it's Christmas. You know, if I have the ability to have, you know, my team get together sometime this year, which I hope I do, we'll see. But, you know, that'll be a Christmas party. I don't do holiday parties. I do Christmas parties. You don't want to celebrate it, that's fine. But I'm celebrating Christmas, so for me, it's a Christmas party. And, you know, if you got a real big issue with it, just remember, we're doing this celebration because it's Christmas. You know, there's a lot of other holidays out there that aren't quite so big or so profound, and they aren't Christmas. This one is. So deal with it. So anyways, like I said, I'm just excited. I got to put up my Charlie Brown tree, so you get to listen to my little rant about that. Here's the other thing. And this is where I transition for, watch this, I'm going to pretend I'm a professional broadcaster for a second. I'm going to transition. So, you know, I put up my Charlie Brown tree, but I also noticed, you know, when I went to Costco, when I went to some of these stores, I see a lot of the Christmas stuff up already, right? It seems really early, typically, because they've been pushing that back later and later and trying to, you know, diminish the season. But this year, it's very early. Why is that? Well, I don't know if you know this, but part of the reason for that is because Biden's economy is so bad, and everybody's expecting a crash immediately after the election, that these retailers knew that they had to get some sales done before that. Because once it happens, you know, everything's just going to go to pot. I mean, things are a disaster. The economy is crashing. Everything's a disaster. Meanwhile, the Democrats are lying about everything they can lie about. And, so the good side of it is we got an early push on Christmas, which I'm excited about. The bad part, though, is that really we're doing this just because the economy's that bad. And there's been conversation about this. This is public knowledge, right? This isn't something that I'm making up. It's not conspiracy theory. It's just, you know, the retailers got together. They looked at the economy, said, hey, it's crashing and it's going to crash worse. So we need to have a longer season so that we can make up for the money we would lose if we had the shorter season, right? So I don't know what that tells you, but it tells me that maybe there's some misinformation from the Biden administration when they say there's no recession. They say things are okay. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, the economy's a disaster. Also, get ready. You know, as soon as this election's over, you're going to see gas prices skyrocketing further because, you know, $3.50, $4 a gallon is not enough. We got to get back to that $5, $6 or higher. I don't expect there'll be any limits to where they'll go after the election. I mean, they're going to do everything they can to drive gas prices up as high as humanly possible, which leads us to really an important point, which is the Republicans. So everybody expects a red wave, and I don't think they can steal enough votes to prevent a red wave. I think the key is going to be which votes they steal. And I think that there will be a lot of election interference this time. But what you're going to see is you're going to see the main kind of the dirty rhino Republican Party, the Mitch McConnells. They're not going to look into anything that didn't involve their guys. If a rhino was to lose, then there'd be investigations. You know, if any Mitch McConnell's close buddies lose, there'll be investigations into election fraud. But I don't think that's going to happen, because the deal is, you know, just don't hurt us. You can cheat these mega guys. You can cheat these hardcore red, right winger type guys. You know, we don't want Kerry Lake because Mitch McConnell doesn't like Kerry Lake. You know, we don't want, these Herschel Walker types. We want to get rid of them. But, you know, it comes down to who Mitch McConnell thinks he can own. And that's where you're going to see. I think that you're going to see more cheating in areas where McConnell is, you know, not favorable to the individual, and less in places. You know, I mean, I don't know what sort of a deal Oz struck, but apparently he and McConnell must be seeing eye to eye, because McConnell seems to be okay with that a little bit better. The whole thing's just corrupt beyond words. It's sick. We got to get rid of this uniparty, and then once the Republicans are in there, assuming that we have any good ones, we need more Marjorie Taylor Greene types. If we have any of those, then we really got to push, and we got to make sure that these guys are ready, because they're going to have to override vetoes. They're going to have to play hardball. They're going to have to shut down the government. They're going to have to do all sorts of things if they want to get anywhere. They're going to have to, and we the people have to be ready for that. So what if our government gets shut down? So what? Let the mainstream scream about it. Let them cry. We got to do what we got to do to take a stand on some of these issues. So we've got to retake the Republican leadership. We got to boot McCarthy and McConnell out. We got to get into the investigations on critical things, like everything COVID, all the corruption in Ukraine, all these different things. We've got to get out of the pocket of these crooked non-capitalist billionaires that seem to own the Republican Party. And we need to start standing for small businesses and the American people. If we do that, we can limit the damage that's going to be occurring due to the skyrocketing gas prices and the other, attacks on the economy. You know, let's not overlook the digital currency bit that they're trying to push. You know, I don't know if you guys have looked into this. I haven't talked a ton about it specifically, but there's a huge push for digital currency. That is, and I'm just going to tell you all right now, it's something that you should be aware of if you're not. Because digital currency means that you can be tracked in everything you do, and that if someone doesn't like you having your money, they'll just take it, because they can just click a computer switch and it goes away, right? If I've got cash, you can't take that away from me. If I've got digital currency and you don't like what I'm doing, you click a switch and it's gone. So we can never have that, and I'm just going to tell you that I will not participate in digital currency. I don't care if I got a barter. I don't care. I'm not doing digital currency. Maybe as a supplement to cash, but I will always have some sort of a actual hard physical currency that I will use, and that's just the way it is. And by the way, if you want to hire me as an attorney, I'm not taking digital currency. It just ain't going to happen, right? So we need a lot of other business owners to take that stance. We need people around the world to take that stance. Because there is no greater invasion of privacy, and there is no more powerful control mechanism that the globalists and the communists could use to take control of every aspect of our life than to go to a digital currency. It's followed closely by, some of the stuff that they want to do with the bio-tracking, bio-surveillance, and things like that. It's crucial. It's crucial. I think that we need to take a stand, get ready for that. It's all plays into this economic crash. They need to collapse the economy so that they can push for this digital currency. By the way, you know, for guys who I'm talking to that are new to this kind of thought or this kind of world, because a lot of people, they watch me on the COVID stuff. But, you know, I've said before, I'm a freedom guy. I'm looking at freedom. And by the way, the same people that are doing COVID are bringing you the digital currency and some of these other things. You got to understand something. It's the same people, same plot, same thing. It's all about control. COVID was about control. Kill people, take control. That's COVID, right? The jabs, make money, take control. Make money, take control. It's always about that. This is just another facet of it. It's really easy for me to work in this because it's the same plan. It's the same people. It's the same. I mean, it's remarkable how many parallels. I can use the research that I did on COVID and draw just absolute parallels in banking and digital currency and all this other stuff, and in climate change, by the way, and in several other areas. It's the same people. They're attacking our freedoms and attacking our nation from lots of different angles. There seems to be a number of complicit actors in our federal government, and let's not overlook our DOD. And we need to, as people, start differentiating between the Department of Defense, between our soldiers and the bureaucrats running our soldiers. Our soldiers are heroes. The crooks that are running our soldiers are not. Frequently, they are just crooked, corrupt monsters that are the swamp. So we got to start differentiating that and looking at that. This whole thing rolls in, like I said, into the larger economic concerns and issues that we have, and we're going to have to address that. I think one of the things that ties into, get ready, I'm going to be a professional broadcaster for a second. I'm going to transition now into this. Ready? So one of the reasons that all of this nonsense is occurring is because you're not hearing about it, right? You don't hear about this. Unless you watch Variety on a few other outlets, you don't hear about this. Nobody's talking about this on mainstream media. So, by the way, share this show, please. I like to get more viewers. But the media, the corruption, right? The complicity. The media is not media anymore. They're just state-controlled and billionaire-controlled marketing pieces. There is no news anymore. The news is owned by the same people who are controlling different other industries, and they're using the news to promote those other industries. They're called vertical monopolies, and they have those in a number of industries, and they use them to leverage each other. Tons of antitrust violations occurring, in my opinion. But have you ever heard the Washington Post run a bad story about Jeff Bezos or Amazon? Huh. You can look into the ownership of the Washington Post. It's Jeff Bezos and Amazon. So anyways, the corruption in the media, this is huge. It is incredible. It's resulted in millions of deaths. Millions of deaths. I mean, an outrageous number of deaths. They've covered up the jabs. The jabs are the most dangerous consumer product ever made. They're going to end up killing many millions around the world. They've covered up, you know, early treatment and what that would have done to save people with COVID. McCullough and some of these other guys who are legitimate doctors have estimated that 90%+ of the people that died from COVID could have been saved with early treatment. Well, guess what? 6.5 million are dead. That's a lot of millions of people that could have been saved if we wouldn't have had a complicit news media covering this up. So the media's corruption is mind-blowing. The media's covered up the election fraud. They've covered up January 6th. They've covered up all the COVID stuff. They're covering up what's happening with the banking and the economy. They're covering up everything because they are not actually media. They're a marketing mouthpiece, and the people who own them are now using them to promote communist, socialistic, and other agendas that are an anathema to our republic. So, hey, I got to work in the word anathema. So, I mean, how's that for you? It's really an incredible situation. It really is. One of the things that I think that is a particularly interesting story right now, and I want to spend a couple minutes on this because this is a case study in the media being liars. Not misreporting, not disinformation, just outright liars. So Paul Pelosi, right? Paul Pelosi. I don't want anybody to get attacked or beat up, right? Nobody, even Paul Pelosi. I'm not okay with that. But let's talk about what happened there. I don't know. What I do know is what didn't happen. What didn't happen is no crazy MAGA guy who is a crazy right-wing conspiracy theorist went over and broke in and attacked Paul Pelosi for no reason other than to get to Nancy Pelosi. That did not happen. That's a lie. Okay? And not only is it a lie, but I see Liberty Daily, they got Facebook's hired a bunch of CIA, FBI guys to help censor content. Censor content, anything that's not part of the official narrative. Right? By the way, Facebook's doing great right now. You should definitely not invest in them. But it also says Pelosi reportedly refuses to hand over home security footage. Why? Why wouldn't she hand that over? wouldn't she want to show this evil monster breaking in? Why isn't that public? That doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it. Seems shocking. And you'd think that if you were actually an investigative journalist, if you were a reporter that wanted to report the news, that that would be headline everywhere. What's Pelosi got to hide? Because you don't hide things unless you've got something to hide. But yet, she doesn't want to give the home security footage. Well, that doesn't make sense. If she gave it, she could debunk all of us right-wing conspiracy theorists that think that this guy didn't break in and just beat him up randomly to get to Nancy. She could debunk us. Now, the Gateway Pundit's done a great job covering this particular instance. I mean, Hoff just came up with some great stuff. He's dug into this. He's found a lot of inconsistencies. Now, I'm going to talk about a few of those, right? And I'm looking over at my other screen. I dream of being a Rush Limbaugh. I'm never going to be there because that guy was incredible on another level. But I posted a little bit on Truth and a bunch of stuff on Twitter just to annoy people who are leftists, because I like to annoy people that are leftists. And I'm looking over at my stack of stuff here. Where did I even start? Right? Did I start with the website? So let's talk about this right-wing conspiracy theorist. Now, this drug-addled fruitcake who lived in a bus or storage containers, by the way, there's pictures on my account if you want to look at those from different stories and different links, and who was a hemp dealer and everything else, and basically a homeless nudist. I'm sorry, a hemp jewelry dealer. I don't know what that is. I don't know. But he was a pro-nudist, and which, I mean, by the way, that's really common. A lot of MAGA people are pro-nudist. I know that, you know, I considered becoming a pro-nudist, but then I didn't. Go figure. But, you know, this guy managed to run a couple websites that conveniently got taken down the day after the incident. So, you know, apparently either he or someone who had access to those was able to pull those right away. Those websites were registered, I think, to Alabama and then through a domain proxy. So this drug-addled homeless guy knew how to do all that, knew how to register a domain out of Alabama, which is odd, and then also knew how to do the, you know, through a domain proxy and maintain these websites and all that stuff. That's pretty amazing. You know, I didn't know a lot of homeless guys did that, but apparently this guy did. The underwear thing, right? There's a story about a hot mic, some reporter talking about this guy being a nudist, and on the hot mic, it was recorded that he wasn't allowed to talk about that, right? Not allowed to talk about that. We know that, you know, we have early reports that he was in there in his underwear, all sorts of other reports, but shockingly, those reports seem to disappear in the days afterwards. That's only because it took a bit for the truth to come out. It's not because someone told the truth and then Pelosi used her influence to lean on people to cover this up. No, nothing like that, especially right before an election. I mean, that would never happen. You guys know that the attacker had a life partner? Yeah, I don't know what a life partner is. I suppose it's my wife, but it's not his because his life partner is married to someone else, and I don't know. I think he's gay, and his life partner's not. Maybe she is. I don't know. It's San Francisco. I don't need to understand this stuff. It's just special. So, anyways, but his life partner is interviewed, and I'm sure this story will be changed shortly or hidden. Said that, no, he's a Pelosi fan. Her views, she was always very favorable with Pelosi and that his views line up with hers. Again, that's common for MAGA people. I know that he's, you know, they're saying he's a MAGA guy, but don't most of us MAGA people really like Nancy Pelosi? I mean, I'm a MAGA guy and I know I love her. I certainly would love to shake her hand. Finally, did you know he's an illegal alien? Yeah. Apparently, he's an illegal alien. I mean, so you've got an illegal alien beating up Nancy Pelosi's husband in his underwear, where the glass was reported to have broken out, not in, from the door, and which is interesting because usually if you break a door, a glass door to go into a house, the glass breaks in. But the reports were that it was the glass was on the outside. And just all these other things. Plus, apparently this 82-year-old man was able to hold this guy off in a physical fight. So he wasn't, I mean, they're wrestling over the hammer. It must have been a real tough wrestling match because I know a lot of 82-year-olds are very strong and good fighters. I think we need to look a little bit deeper at this. The media is a bunch of liars. They're a bunch of crooks. And they're complicit. They're complicit in destroying our country. Our economy's crashing. Everything's going to heck. You got to get out and vote. I don't love all the Republicans. I'm going to leave some, I will leave blank a couple spots on my ballot where I don't ethically feel I can vote for someone. But we need people to get out and vote, and they need to vote R largely. Support your people, get out there, vote, pray for our country, and, you know, happy early Christmas. I'm really excited about it. You guys have a great week.